And once again, this is the Blob, along with my co-host, King Cow. And you're here for another edition of Vinyl Rhetoric.
I'd like to welcome in once again, Miss Heather.
Hello.
Hi, Miss Heather.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Pretty good.
Are you comfortable?
Very. Thank you.
You need anything?
Not that you can help me with right now. Thank you.
Because I'm too far away?
You are. You're
and
quite
it's not very big?
Yeah. It doesn't go that far.
I'm glad you know that.
Wow. Well, I've heard you mention it quite a few times.
Yeah.
So.
Me and the Blob. Yeah. We compared.
Yes, I know.
So what's new?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing? Nothing at all.
I don't think so. I was on a podcast. That's all I got.
Okay. It hasn't even come out yet.
No, I know. Oh, shoot. Was I supposed to say
this will be after that one.
Okay.
So we can talk about what happened.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed the first podcast I was in.
I've got lots of email already and said no.
Oh, it was really bad? Yeah. The one that you haven't released yet, you've gotten feedback about. Thanks, man.
Well, the other day, I look at my podcast, it tells you the stats, and it says downloads all time, which I don't know if that's something that was added or if it's been there the whole time. But there's a place when you go on to the media, if you want to download a file, and it shows you every show. So I was on that screen, and most of the time the Blob was the one uploading the files. So I don't really even go to that screen. I just went to the statistics screen.
Okay.
So I was on that screen, and it says downloads all time for every show.
Okay.
I'm like,
it doesn't say who downloaded them, does it?
No.
Okay.
No, it just
because I know he listened to a couple of them multiple times.
Right. It just says downloads all time. Mm-hmm. So there was a show that by the time this show comes out, it will have already been out. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't come out yet. It already has 5 downloads.
Huh?
And, well, when I put it on, you can put, I don't know, upload now. I think it's upload. It's something now. Or you can do schedule post. Post now or schedule post. I think that's what it is. So I accidentally hit schedule post. I mean, I hit post.
Oh.
I hit post now.
And you didn't even realize it.
No. As soon as I did it, I'm like, oops. So I went and I clicked on it. And within a minute, I got it off. And it's got 5 downloads.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah, well, one of them.
Which one was it?
It hasn't come out yet. Oh, well, it's hard.
Okay, so it's not on here. Okay.
It won't be on. It shouldn't be on there. It's hard.
I'm like, I wonder if I can download it real quick.
But no, because I
got it.
Fixed it right away. But Panda got it.
Oh.
She said, she started singing Little Queen. I'm like, how do you know? Because I said, something about heart. And she said, Little Queen. How do you know I'm playing that album?
It hasn't even come out yet.
And I haven't talked about it. And she said that, and I just started laughing. So it said 5 downloads, and I guess she was one of the 5.
Wow.
I don't know. It could be whatever service they use.
Do you know what she uses? She uses Podbean, doesn't she?
No.
Oh, I thought she
uses something else.
Something else, okay.
Yeah. She could tell you, but I don't know what
it
is.
I'll have to check with her. Maybe I can get updated faster. Maybe she gets updates. I don't get updates when there's new things that are released. Podbean doesn't send me updates or anything.
Really?
Maybe I need to change settings?
Maybe, because I know iTunes, every new episode, it automatically downloads for me.
I don't like iTunes for that, though.
Well, the only reason I have iTunes is that's what I have an iPod.
Okay.
I just, this is the first thing I got into, and it works easy for me.
Okay.
And sometimes you're one that's called and said, hey, there's a mistake.
Sorry.
No, I'm glad. Oh, you should have seen I was trying to record an album before you came.
Mm-hmm.
Nightmare.
Oh, no.
I just started making doofish mistakes.
Uh-oh.
So I recorded the whole album, and then I accidentally cut a song because there was a break in it, and so, that's the end.
The end of the song?
And then, it wasn't the end, and then I thought I put it back on, and I don't know if I did or not. So then that song wasn't right, so I re-recorded that song. Okay, let me listen to everything else. So I listened to the first song. It's not even on there. The first song, everything else is on there. So wow. I somehow cut the first song and put it I don't know what I did with it. So then I had to record the first song again. And this is after I put the album away and put the plastic back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you did mess that up.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. I haven't done that in a while. But I was being amused too. Whatever.
Well, how about you? Anything new with you?
No. No, not really. Work. Mm-hmm. I listened to the Carl Reiner.
I haven't listened to that one
Carl
yet.
Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks show.
Okay. Was it good?
Yeah. I laughed at the album a couple times. I'm like, oh, that was, I don't know if I missed it or if I was, I don't know. But like, man, that's funny. That's kind of funny. The funny part is he didn't know who those guys were, so.
And was it his album or your album?
Oh, it was mine.
Oh, it is. Okay.
No, he hasn't
okay.
brought an album. He goes, he's kind of, I'll bring stuff, but right now all my stuff is digital or CDs. I go, yeah, we'll work with, I can work with both those.
Right.
Just bring it in.
Right.
And, but he's had to bail. Now this is 3 weeks in a row.
Oh.
I thought he'd be here tonight.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, hey, something came up because he was texting me yesterday. Yeah, I'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this morning, sorry.
But everything's okay though.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd say yes.
Hoping.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it's okay.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but I thought it was funny that I was going to record with him and I wasn't sure what I was going to record. So then when I asked, hey, are you available? And you said, yeah. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, okay.
Always.
I got a couple things that I want to try out.
Okay.
Let's see if you, oh, I don't know if you like it.
What are we trying?
You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
And what if I've already done all this and all that?
Yeah, you haven't done this.
You never know.
Pretty sure.
Nah, I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll see. So, other than that, work,
mm-hmm.
trying to... And it's,
how's the family?
Good.
I hope it wasn't like your sister that downloaded that last show.
I'd be willing to bet she's never listened to a single show.
Okay.
If she had, I'd probably hear about it, except for I blocked her.
You blocked her. How are you going to... You'll hear it from your other siblings.
But I would have heard before.
Okay.
So I don't
You know, think... I'm still nervous about that. I'm like, man, I got to add like a filter or something.
Dropping an F-bomb or her coming to kill you?
Just, yeah. I don't want anyone after... Well...
Yeah, I don't think... I'm not really worried about that.
I don't have any drama in my life. Maybe that'd be good.
Yeah, and you could probably run away from her. You're not in a walker. She's only used to chasing people in a walker.
Oh, okay. Well, I think. Might be all right.
I don't know.
I walk from time to time.
Well, she does ride a bike. She rides bikes.
Oh. Like motorcycle or bicycles?
No.
Oh.
That's funny.
Oh, okay.
No, bicycles.
Okay.
I don't know. If I just told story after story of her, I don't think I'd run out of stories for at least 15 or 20 episodes. And not talk about anything else.
Wow.
And my brother...
That doesn't sound like a real good subject, though.
Oh, okay. There's certain people that I know are laughing just okay. hearing...
Oh.
True story.
Okay.
We were, I don't know, doing something, and she told us, you know what, the best thing to, or I don't know if she said it was the best thing, but this is what you should use when you're, if you're playing sports to hydrate. Just take a wild guess.
H2O.
No, we thought that.
She say Gatorade?
No.
Oh. All I went with Waterboy stuff, sorry.
Yeah. Diet Dr. Pepper. You're speechless. That's awesome. I could not hope for a better reaction.
Really?
Yeah, she thought Diet Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I go on these bike rides. I have a camelback.
Isn't that like a laxative, like a natural laxative? Doesn't Dr. Pepper have something in it that's like a natural laxative? That doesn't seem safe for sports.
I don't know. But she's, so my question to her was, okay, we'll go with your premise that this is great for hydration.
Why?
Why are not all the sports teams using Diet Dr. Pepper on the sidelines?
The sugar content.
No, you can get that out of Gatorade.
Caffeine content.
It's diet. I don't know if it has caffeine.
Well, yeah, it has caffeine.
Diet does?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Dr. Pepper has caffeine?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. It's not It's not root beer. Root beer doesn't have caffeine.
Root beer, I know, doesn't.
Right.
But, yeah, so she seemed to think that that's the way to hydrate, so we've made fun about that. In our the brother-in-laws and brothers.
Did you challenge her and make her use those, you know, -2 IQ points to explain
nice.
why, you know, why.
Yeah, she just seemed to think that was...
But you never got an I bet the explanation would be fantastic. You didn't keep digging?
No, because we...
I would want to know.
I was...
You should call her, like, and ask. And
no, no, thank you. Thank you.
You should hook this up to a phone, and you should, like, make calls.
Yeah, okay. That would be wild.
I could do like, I'm like a radio host and I'm doing a survey.
Oh, no.
You
can be a radio host and I called into the show and you said, hey, I'm putting out anybody that wants to call a relative or a friend and apologize or talk to them about something. And
you need to make that happen.
Radio host. And I'm calling in. Yeah. I'm calling in, to, I don't know, Delilah. I know you're not Delilah.
Okay.
Heather's love tips or friendship making or whatever. And, she put out the call and I was listening. I just happened to be listening. And right when she called, and I called right away, and they said, we'll put you on hold if we can get a hold of her. And then, just call her up and then.
That would be, would she respond to that? Or what do you think?
She might respond. She might respond. I don't know. That could go all sorts of sideways.
Okay.
I'm really
looking forward to this. I'm going to have to come up with like a call sign and all these numbered like station numbers could work out good.
See her if you were doing it to her going as soon as we're talking, being on her phone, trying to find out.
Oh, okay. So I'll find something I'll find something legitimate then.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you find I was just surfing the scan button. I was listening to a podcast.
Sirius Radio. Does Sirius Radio have like podcasts or?
Maybe. I don't have Sirius. So I don't know.
But she doesn't know that.
She probably has it. She'll go, I don't. That one's not on Sirius. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. That would be pretty funny though. That would be.
I could have someone make up a fake page for a radio station.
That would be the best.
We could use it all the time. Like your other co-hosts and you could get together and use it too. And we could add stories to it.
Yeah, that would be totally funny. I mentioned to Discman about doing something and he was full on board. And it was something that I had talked to Blob about doing.
What was that?
I'm not saying.
Oh.
Because it was awesome. I mentioned it to one friend of mine that listens. And he said, that would be freaking hilarious.
So this is something that we will be expecting.
Maybe someday.
Nice.
Yeah, it was something. I just came up with, I like this idea. What do you think? And so I asked Blob and he said, oh my gosh.
Did you ask? It wasn't in one of the shows. You asked him on the side.
No, I've never said.
I'm racking my brain. Okay, good. No, and I can shut that off.
It was pretty funny though. I thought it was a funny idea. And when I asked my friend, I said it to my friend. Mm-hmm. He saw, that's hilarious. So,
I'm excited now.
It's not going to happen for a while. Oh. It's something that like this other thing we're talking about, it's not going to happen for a while because we don't have a website and there's a lot of stuff involved, right?
Okay.
I mean, even calling her, I have to figure out how to get it.
How to hook it up to like a cell phone or something, put it on speaker.
Yeah. So her voice comes out because her voice would be needed to be heard.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. Cause you, yeah. Oh yeah. You want to get a feel for where she is.
Well, we talked about Hoarders, if my dad was ever in Hoarders, it'd be like the best show ever because he would be like getting pissed off and yelling and, oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Me and my brother-in-law said he would have been awesome on Hoarders.
Was he a hoarder? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. He just, I have this. Let me buy another one. He just would buy crap.
I feel like I'm a hoarder sometimes, but it's not my fault. It's hereditary. My grandmother and my mom are both really bad hoarders. And I've kind of.
How bad is bad?
Not nearly as bad as the shows. I'll say that. You could walk through their house. But there was just unnecessary crap everywhere.
Okay. I think that's how my sister's house has been.
Okay.
Or was or is.
The worst thing with my mom and my grandmother, which I've guaranteed myself I won't do. So I go through and clean it out all the time. They had a problem with their refrigerators and their freezers.
With crap
they
in there?
They just let crap sit in there and it would get gross. And it's like you would open the fridge, you could smell. And I mean, it was so bad. Even the freezer.
It would be like that in our outside fridge every once in a while.
Oh, really?
There would be something that would just stay out there for a long time. But it was the outside fridge.
Okay.
At my parents' house. So.
See, we have a freezer outside too, but we're always in it. Yeah. Always, we're always pulling, steaks out or ground beef or chicken breast or whatever.
Okay, so we had an outside refrigerator.
Okay.
And it was an old refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking
Is it for like sodas and stuff like that?
I don't know what they put in it. Oh. They put extra food or they put stuff out there.
So they used it.
Yes, it was used.
Okay.
But one time, and this is 100% true story. Mm-hmm. I was probably 10. My sister was 9 and my brother was 8. Somewhere in that, it could be anywhere from 10 to 12, but we're all 1 year. We'll just go down 1 year for each one.
Right.
And my sister my mom had made lemon meringue pies, put them out in the refrigerator.
Oh, yum.
My sister had a lemon meringue pie, and somehow from the garage to, and I'm going to say it was probably 30 feet. Or so, you had to go and turn left and come to it and then come back out. In that, from going from the garage, and I don't know where she dropped it. I mean, I don't know what happened to it. But from somewhere from the getting it out of the fridge to trying to bring it in the house, she dropped it.
Oh, no. That's abusive.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So, do you know why she dropped it? Or do you know what she was doing?
She was 9. Well, she wasn't on her phone. We know that.
Good one. But, excellent. Yeah. we did have a long cord, though. So she could have, we could have gone to the garage.
Very true. Does she used to talk on the phone? Go out in the garage and talk on the phone? Because I used to do that.
She wasn't a phone talker. I don't recall.
Okay, sorry. She'd trip over an animal?
Nope.
Was she on drugs?
Nope.
Was she trying to eat it?
Nope.
Okay, I give up.
Good.
Okay.
Because she would probably not get what she was doing. She said, I saw a fingerprint in it, and she was bringing it in to tattle on and show to my mom, look, there's a fingerprint in this.
Well, that's why she was bringing the pie in.
Yes, because she saw a fingerprint in it. So, she drops it. It's ruined. It's no more pie.
And there's no fingerprint evidence either.
Clearly. It's upside down. It was smashed.
So, well, you could still eat off of the part that was face up.
I don't know how bad it was.
Oh.
I don't know what she did when
you
she dropped it.
You can always eat off the top. It's
yes,
okay.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, just get a spoon.
It wouldn't bother me.
No, not at all.
But what happened is, she was trying to tattle on somebody.
Wow.
And she dropped it. So, fast forward 30 years, and everyone thinks it's a big funny joke because it's past. It happened, didn't it? Oh, well, you saw a fingerprint of pie, you dropped it. Ha, 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 ha.
She's still trying to point the finger?
Oh, no. Oh. Good one. No. Okay. No, she's still pissed at everyone's bringing it up. My sister, one of my sisters, made cookbooks. And one year she was asking us, hey, what food do you remember growing up? What about this? And so, I said whatever, and someone said whatever.
And she made a cookbook for everybody's foods that they remember.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Totally cool.
That is cool.
But one of them was lemon meringue pie, and it said something about don't drop it, or...
Oh!
It said something. Well, everybody laughed. She was livid.
I would have put a picture of it next to the recipe with a little hole in it, like a finger. That would have been awesome.
Well, she was livid and said something to the effect that she didn't want it. So my sister took it. This is Christmas gift. Took it back and gave it to her daughter.
Okay.
And she was
on fire.
See how these things. Now I just have that leads into another story.
You're right. You could just have story after story.
When my grandmother passed away, she was talking about. I think my grandmother made biscuits, and she was saying something about only my grandmother can make it. Nobody has a recipe except my sister put that recipe in that book.
Oh,
so and we're like, oh well, you don't have the book, so you don't know the recipe. Ha ha ha! I don't know if that's. I just thought that was hilarious.
Wow.
Anyway, about 8 years ago, we're at my sister's house. I think New Year's, and we're talking about things we did or things when we were younger. Like I told a story of, I don't think I've never told this story. I might as well just tell it.
Okay.
I was playing basketball for the first time.
How old were you?
10.
Okay.
And the practice was at this school. They said, do you know where this school is? Yes. So I had to walk to the school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know at the time that I had some it's not a disability, but it's not anxiety either. But if I go, if I play sports, then all of a sudden I have to take a dump. If I play soccer.
You have told that. You've mentioned that.
Yes, I
remember hearing
that.
About that.
Yes,
yeah.
I've mentioned that. So I didn't know this yet.
Okay.
But I did know I would go to soccer games.
It's got to be something weird with your stomach.
Well, no, I think it's my body wants to evacuate, and yeah. I have to get ready. I have to be in my ultimate. I can't have
your best
excess
shape
weight.
Is to get everything out.
Yes.
Yeah, got it.
And so I went to this practice, and lo and behold, I got to the place, and I was like, I got to take it. Mm-hmm. I got to go. And well, I don't know anywhere in the school. So I just walked around the back and then squatted and just left a big human turd.
What did you wipe with?
Nothing. I walked back home. Yeah, I
You didn't wipe at all?
No, I didn't know.
That's going to stick with me forever.
No, I
no pun intended.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't know. I was like, I don't know where the bathroom is.
And then you left? You didn't?
No, because I didn't wipe. So I'm like, I just got to go home. So I went back home, and then I didn't show up at practice, and the coach called and said, hey, he never showed up. So the next practice, they took me. I never told anyone till I finally told my mom and dad, you know, like 8 years ago.
Wow.
Well, because it was confession time. All this time, I've thought that my sister saw lemon meringue pie. You know how it has the meringue that's mm-hmm. all whipped, that somebody touched it and there was a fingerprint in it. A fingerprint. I thought she saw a freaking fingerprint.
Not a hole.
Not a... No.
Oh.
I always thought she saw a fingerprint. So, because that's how she was, is.
Okay.
She would be, with the magnifying glass, I'm Sherlock Holmes. Oh, look, there's a fingerprint.
Someone's been near this.
So, what happened? My brother, oh, he confesses. Yeah, I just went... And scooped his finger in, and I guess he ate it.
Nice.
And so she saw that, and that's what...
That's what triggered the whole thing.
For 30 years, 35 years, however
Nobody
long,
knew.
I thought it was a fingerprint, a real fingerprint. And my brother finally confessed to it, and we all laughed. And she was still pissed. She still didn't... Like, you've been vindicated, and you're still...
Wow.
Yeah, but it was quite funny. We were just like, oh. I mean, one of the things in the recipe book, mm-hmm. my mom made this thing, and I guess we all mentioned it. It wasn't a food we liked. It was horrible.
Okay.
It was, I think it was called gilded pot roast. I don't know if my mom made it wrong. I don't know what happened. But it was so bad that my sister included it in the book and said, once you're done, get in a line. Everyone march out to the garbage can and throw it away. Yeah.
I'm curious. What made it awful?
It tasted like poop.
What was in it?
I don't know.
Oh. You have the recipe.
Yeah, I could look. I didn't care. I just,
just
knew it was
curious
bad.
Of like eggplant in it or something?
I don't know. Whatever. I could look. But my sister said that like four of us said that recipe. Oh, we didn't like that.
Wow.
I think she asked, what foods do you remember when you were growing up or what things did mom make? And everyone said that one. And everyone said how horrible it was. Yeah.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was a cool book.
You have an awesome family.
Yeah,
I can understand you've got one odd duck in there.
7 out of 8.
That's pretty good.
7 out of 8 are pretty good.
That's pretty awesome. Well, and you guys are close. That's so phenomenal.
We get together. We try to get together at least once a month.
That's cool.
I mean, sometimes even when like people don't show up, their family members or nephews will show up or nieces instead of the parents, because the parents have something to do.
Even the extended family comes. That's so
neat.
That's so cool.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many cousins you have.
A lot.
I know how many I have.
Oh, you can count them?
2.
Really?
2. My dad was an only child. My aunt had a son, and my uncle has a daughter.
That's it.
And the son, I think, might be in jail.
Oh.
I haven't seen him since he was probably 15 or 16.
Wow.
And... The daughter I've seen a couple times. I think she came down for my dad's funeral. And then when we went up there for our grandma's funeral. And she'd been at town a couple other times. Mm-hmm. And we've been up there.
So you guys, they get invited. You invite them to stuff as well, your family stuff?
Yeah, but they live in Oregon, so they don't come. Yeah, they don't come as
much. That's where my sister lives.
Where at?
Bend.
Oh, yeah. They live in Klamath Falls.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
She was working there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
She was making the drive.
It's not that far, is it?
It's still pretty far.
No. It's Oregon. It can't be that big.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's wide.
Yeah, okay.
It's not real deep, but it's wide.
We'll go with that. They like a big wide one.
It's not long like California.
Yeah, California's long.
It doesn't have a lot of girth to it, though. I think Oregon's a little girthy. Isn't Oregon girthier than California?
Perhaps. California has decent girth.
Well, it's screw got, everybody. It's got LinkedIn Alaska's girth. Bigger than everybody, so it doesn't matter.
Well, we were looking. Man, some of these states, you can drive in five states in the same time it takes me to drive from here to L.A., which is crazy.
That's because we're long.
I know. But it's that's all I know.
It's weird. It's weird to look at it in that context.
Yes, it's really weird. Just even when you go to, especially if you go back east and you look, those states are.
You can't even see them. You can't even see what shape they are.
Yeah, you could put all the whole East Coast almost into our state.
Like New England, that whole area in there, just squish it all into one.
Maine, Rhode Island, Connecticut.
I've never been back there. I always wanted to. I
never have either. New York.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania. Been to none of those states.
Maine's kind of a little bit bigger, though. A little bit bigger.
It looks like a rabbit. I always thought it
like upside down.
No, it looks like a bunny. I think it looks like
like flipped upside down, though.
No, like a bunny head. Its nose and its ears.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought. I've always thought it looked like that, but
I want to go to Ohio.
You know what? It would be hilarious if I was playing the Pretenders, learning to crawl. They have a song, I went to Ohio and my city was gone.
Oh.
But I'm not playing that.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
Okay. That would be perfect. That would have been a good little segue.
A perfect segue. Yeah, I only wish I was that good.
Sorry.
I only wish I knew you were going to say Ohio.
You knew it. I know you knew it. Come on. You've seen the stuff I wear to work, right?
Okay.
All my brown stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's brown.
No, it's orange.
Because it's the Browns.
I love the Browns. Go Browns.
I don't think they know that Browns what you meant. Oh. All my brown stuff.
Sorry, Cleveland Browns.
All my brown stuff.
Okay.
I wear all my brown stuff.
I wear my brown pants.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, mine aren't brown. I mean, they're partly brown, just a little spot
of brown.
We do.
We have matching. I know I have some brown spots here and there. Some holes.
So we can do this.
Okay.
So all New England, which direction is that?
East.
Okay, perfect.
Oh, here we go.
We'll segue right into this band.
So excited.
I'm picking a band that
Beastie Boys.
Well, that rhymes with East almost.
Oh, I didn't even think of it. I was just thinking Eastie East Boys. Coast. I was just thinking
Are
East
they from
Coast.
The East Coast?
I believe so.
I don't know.
Well, they talk about White Castle all the time, so. Yeah.
Well, I had White Castle when I went to Louisiana.
Gross. I would have beignets if I went to Louisiana.
I had my sister, one of my sisters makes beignets every Christmas. We have them when we go to her house. They're good.
Remind me to ask you around Christmas time to bring me one. It's like my favorite food.
Really?
Yes. Oh. You know, Disneyland does them.
Huh. I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
where at?
The Jazz Kitchen does them in downtown Disney.
Down by Pirates?
No, I don't know if they do them at the Blue Bayou or not, but I know the Jazz
you
Kitchen.
You know the name of the Blue Bayou?
I love the Blue Bayou.
I love the Blue
I am
Bayou
a Disney
too.
Freak. You haven't seen my newest tattoo?
No.
Oh, I got to show that to
no.
you.
I've
it's seen... all Disney villains.
I kind of saw it, but then I wasn't really paying attention.
Remember I was putting the lotion on my arm and you got all excited? You're like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah, I saw. I didn't realize it was that new.
It's just the line work. That's all I've had done so far. Sunday I go in and start getting more color done.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Who do you have?
I have Dr. Facilier.
Who?
From Princess and the Frog.
Oh, nice.
I have Scar from Lion King. I have the two cats, the Siamese cats from...
We are Siamese, if you please.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
I love that song.
Ka from the Jungle Book.
Uh-huh. I love Ka. We did the Jungle Book.
That's right, you did, huh?
Yeah.
That's right. That was a good one. I like that. I enjoyed that.
I like that movie.
That's a good movie. All the Disney movies are fantastic.
I do like them. Well, real quick, I noticed when I was looking at all your music, I saw Aristocats, 101 Dalmatians. I started laughing. I'm like, oh, because I would have all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then anyway.
Yeah, so I love Disney
who else?
Stuff.
Do you have
Esmeralda? Hang on. You're going to get me confused here. I have Hades.
Okay.
Which is awesome. From
the mermaid?
No, Hades is from Hercules.
Okay.
I have Ursula, that's from Little Mermaid. Yep. I have Maleficent as herself, because she's always been one of my favorite villains, because she said the word hell in a Disney movie.
Nice.
And I have her
it's
as a dragon.
Things.
And I have her as a dragon as the top piece.
Oh, cool.
And then I have Chernabog.
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 Uh-huh. Yeah, no? Fantasia? Oh. Night on Bald Mountain.
There's a bad guy there?
Remember Night on Bald Mountain?
Is that when the things are sweeping themselves?
No. It's the mountain. The mountain, it's actually a big demon winged guy. Yeah. And he's playing. Remember the fire?
I was never into Fantasia.
Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't either, but Chernabog was freaking awesome. He had the girls. Remember the dancing girls that were actually fire?
Okay.
Seriously exciting. Okay. And I have... No. Oh, see, now I'm lost now. I think that's it.
Did you say I won all these? Did you have to have pictures of them?
I did. I sent him pictures because he actually is over in the Bay Area, and I sent him a bunch of pictures. I said, I want these. So we made a trip over, and he said, you know what? These are great, but your arm's going to be way too busy.
Your arm's too small.
Yeah, and it's going to be too busy.
Oh, there's so you, be there too was much more?
Oh, yeah. I had Mad Madam Mim from Sword mm-hmm, in the Stone. Mm-hmm. I had...
My
the Evil Queen
is her for Christmas and Halloween.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll show you the picture.
Yeah, I want to see that. Who were you that year?
I was just a Merlin.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Hers was cool though. That's cool.
Okay, hers was totally cool.
Yeah. I had the Evil Queen from Snow White. Mm-hmm. Pulled her. I had the Headless Horseman from Ichabod Crane from Sleepy Hollow. The Headless Horseman.
You know, Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Falco.
Yeah.
He has a headless horseman.
I didn't know that.
On his chest.
Oh, I've never seen his chest without a work shirt on.
One side was the headless horseman mm-hmm. and holding the...
Flaming pumpkin.
And the other side, he had the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Oh, geez. Wow.
It was huge. It was cool looking.
So you have a thing for horses? Or?
I don't know. He just thought they looked cool.
Nice.
I know the Blob saw him sometime. I can't remember where... He saw him, but I told him, oh, ask him. Mm-hmm. And he said, and so he told him, and he goes, how do you know I have these? And then he showed him, and he's like, oh, they were cool.
Really? Yeah. The reason I pulled the Headless Horseman off is because it was mainly the horse was so dark.
Yeah.
There's not a lot you can do with that. So we're thinking about, I can always add certain things, like the flaming pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
I can add it in the back because I've got a lot of open space in the back. So I can add, like, the flaming pumpkin. I can add, like, the poison apple. In the back to represent the Evil Queen. I also want to do some Heffalumps and Woozles from Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Of course. And then Lucifer the Cat from Cinderella.
Hmm. Nice.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well, you want to hear some music?
I'm ready. Sorry about that.
That's okay. No, that was cool. So.
East. Something to do with East.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first song is Never Been Any Reason.
Never Been Any Reason.
And when I first heard it, I put it on and I was just recording. I was just going to record it.
Did you buy this album?
No. I got given it.
Okay.
It came in a collection I accumulated.
Was it a group you were familiar with or no?
Not at all.
Okay.
Never heard of them. I just was putting, when I got my new turntable, mm-hmm. right before I got it, I put it on and I said, I played it. Mm-hmm. And after the first 30 seconds, 35 seconds, I'm like, I know this song.
Oh.
And I think you will too.
Oh, okay.
So.
loving better than a white line. Don't you know she could ring a good feeling ain't had in such a long time. Save my life, I'm going down for the last time.
I played that album.
Uh-huh.
So I was just trying stuff out. This box right here is full of plastic sleeves for albums.
Okay.
So I bought, I think, 400. And I have some plastic sleeves.
Are they expensive or no?
I think they, it was, for 100, it was 20 bucks.
Oh, not bad. Okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Cool. All right.
So I bought 400. I figured that's a... pretty close to how many albums I have that don't have plastic sleeves already.
Okay.
Because I had, I buy them, but the ones I have are a lot bigger. The ones, these ones are, they fit just perfectly.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, okay, well, I'm going to start playing albums and just put sleeves on the albums. So, it, if you can see the side, I just grabbed one on the edge.
Okay.
And I looked at it, I'm like, I don't know this band. I'm okay. Well, I'll just put it on. I'll listen to both sides, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I put the album on, and
is this the first? What side is this?
This is side one,
and this is the first song.
This first song
is
side
okay,
one.
Okay, so this is the first one you heard.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it started playing. I'm like, I don't really know this, but after whatever it was, 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know what this song is. So I stopped it. I went and got my wife and said,
"See if you can recognize this."
Same thing.
She didn't realize it at the first.
She was the same way, didn't hear it. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh, I know the song. And I would never know the name. Do you know the name of the band?
I wouldn't have known, but when it started playing, I knew what it was immediately. Because it's on the soundtrack for, I thought it was Dazed and Confused, but it's actually the second album or second collection of songs from Dazed and Confused called Even More Dazed and Confused.
Okay.
And I wouldn't have known the name if I wouldn't have looked it up, but I knew the song immediately because they play the opening on the soundtrack.
Well, I recognized the song once it kicked in, but I don't know this band.
I wouldn't remember the name, but I knew the sound immediately.
So this is the album.
Okay.
It's a Flat as a Pancake.
Ooh. Is that the name of the album or?
Yep. Flat as a Pancake.
God, it's got food on it. Give me that.
That's the album.
Chew on the album for a second. And, that looks
and
yummy.
The name of the group is Head East. But
I'm just stuck on the food. Sorry. Okay, I'm going to turn it. Oh, they're eating on the back.
Yeah, I never knew. I never heard of that band.
Oh, look at the Nova in the back.
Yeah, it's a cool. It's kind of cool picture. This is their debut album, which I didn't know that.
How many albums do they have, do you know?
I don't know.
Interesting. We'll have to check that out.
Probably not that many.
Steve Houston, John Schlitt.
Schlitt.
Roger Boyd, Michael Somerville, and Dan Burney.
Yeah, it's they totally look like your normal. Former members?
A lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. So just 28 former members.
Is that members of the band or is that members of their like production crew?
No.
And the engineers and the...
Got this guy, Rich Criador, bass from 92 to 2008.
Holy smokes. Wait, what year did this come out?
75.
Jeez.
Yeah. So... It looks like they...
Were they like a one-hit wonder that they but they had a following this, because of that song?
This is their only album that reached platinum.
Wow.
And they said... It said... So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 albums, it looks like.
That's a lot of people for only 9 albums.
Hold on. 9 studio albums.
Okay, thank you. All right.
5 live albums.
Wow.
And then I guess that reached number 68 on the chart.
I'm getting hungry. Take that away.
And then I think there was one other thing I saw that it said Head East is an American rock band originally from East Central Illinois.
Oh.
The band was formed by vocalist John Schlitt, guitarist Danny Piper.
He's not on there, though.
Yeah, they left. It says that eventually both Larry and Danny dropped out of the band and were replaced. The band achieved success in the Midwest during the 70s, but fell into obscurity in the following decades on both coasts, while remaining strong in the Midwest and South.
Hmm.
And they remain
best. It's kind of South rock-ish.
Yeah. They remain best known for their AOR hit, Never Been Any Reason.
Wow.
Which just played.
Wow.
Yeah. I would have never known that was the name of their band or that was who sang
that. I wouldn't either.
Somebody heard it and they thought it was, hold on. They thought it was, I don't know, like, my wife, I think, said she thought it was Foghat.
Okay.
And I'm like, no.
Good guess, though.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's okay guess.
Yeah.
But it just, I like this. I like that song.
Yeah.
It sounds cool.
Very good song.
Yeah. It just, even like when they're at the end of the song, when they got that bass line, just boom, 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 boom. It's totally, it just sounds cool.
You need to sing along with it. It's like, it's got that poppy grab ya.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say that correctly, but it's one of those things where you can keep singing it over and over again and it sticks in your head.
Yes. Yeah, it's.
Is there a proper term for that?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I always make up my terms like that too.
Can you come up with one for that?
That's it's poppy grabby.
Poppy grabby.
Yeah,
it is poppy grabby, but with a soft southern rock sound.
And that's what the little kids call me, poppy grabby. I mean,
I'm not even gonna
touch that.
No, I'm walking away.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I like that song.
That is good.
I actually the album was kind of cool. I don't know. How awesome people think it is,
mm-hmm.
but just listening to it, I've listened to it a couple times now.
Well, do you ever hear it on the Dazed and Confused soundtrack?
I've never seen Dazed and Confused.
I know.
I need to watch it someday. I like Matthew McConaughey.
The soundtrack for that movie is
there's a couple
movies. Freaking fantastic.
So you've seen heavy metal.
I didn't like it.
Did you like the soundtrack?
Not really.
Oh my gosh, the soundtrack is awesome.
I have it.
I have it too.
And it's like,
there's songs on there that I love.
Yeah.
Well, I guess when I saw it, I didn't think that much of it. It was okay,
mm-hmm.
but I liked the songs.
Okay.
And when
Sammy Hagar
sings heavy metal.
Right.
Don Felder sings heavy metal, another heavy metal song.
All right.
It's called heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Veterans of a Thousand Psychic Wars, Blue Oyster Cult.
Mm-hmm.
Just, I don't know. There's just songs on there that I really thought they were pretty cool.
That's weird. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't like the movie. I didn't like the animation. It was just kind of.
I
wasn't on the right drugs.
I got to see
time.
Cartoon Boob. That was cool.
What one?
Cartoon Boob.
Was there's there
Cartoon Boob in there?
Did I miss that?
I don't.
Was it a good boob?
Yeah, they were good boobs.
I'll rewatch it.
Good cartoon boob.
I'll rewatch it.
Yeah. That was like, cartoon
boob. Reverse. Did you do when you were like younger, did you do the reverse with the VCR, reverse and pause?
No.
Reverse and pause.
No.
We had a thing at my house when my dad would like go take a nap. We'd pull out movies like the favorite
Porky's.
In my house. We weren't allowed. That wasn't in the house. I'm looking at movies that my dad had.
Okay.
My dad's very clean cut. Kind of. We'd bring up movies like, I think it was Terminator. So boys from our church would come over and hang out with me because I was one of the boys, you know.
Okay.
So they'd come over and we'd watch movies. My dad would go take a nap after church and they'd be like, oh, put in Beverly Hills Cop. And we'd sit there and count all the cuss words and laugh and have a great time. But they said, put on Terminator. I guess there's a sex scene in Terminator where you can see her boob. You can see her nipple and her areola and everything. And they're like, no, go back. And they pause it and they try to pause it in the right spot, but they could never pause it because it would always move a couple extra frames and stuff. I was just curious if you did that with heavy metal.
No, I never did that with any movie.
Oh, I was introduced to that very early.
Yeah, I didn't really care.
Oh, they were so excited. And I was like, hey, look at that. That's cool. Look at her nipples. Hey, check that out.
Funny.
Nice. Wow. Yeah.
So have you seen Porky's?
I have. I love that movie. That's really good. I was trying to get my kids to watch it, and they were like, no, we were those stupid. What? And then the shower scene happened when he stuck his dick in the shower hole. Yeah. Oh, my God. My son comes in. He's like, what are you watching? Oh, no. What started it was when Kim Cattrall and him were having sex up in the attic or whatever she starts howling like a dog or whatever. Yeah. He's like, what are you guys watching? He comes in. He's like, oh, my mom. I'm like, no, come watch this. This is great.
I saw that movie in the theater.
Yeah? Loved oh, it. My gosh. Loved I didn't get it. To see it in the
Could
theater.
Could not stop laughing.
I wasn't allowed.
Yeah. Oh, well. No. All right. Ready to hear the next song?
Ready.
So the next one is going to be called One Against the Other.
Okay.
That one.
Yeah?
I like that one.
I don't know. Yeah. I liked the piano at the beginning, and then it seemed to be going away, and then they brought the piano back, which I was glad, because I love piano. I don't know. I'm not good with all the terminology and stuff.
Just make things up. That's what I've always done.
Okay.
That works the best.
So it had spots where it sounded really good, and then it would change, and I didn't like the change. I don't know if it was the vocals. For me, it didn't go together really well.
Mm-hmm.
All the parts were good, but they didn't seem to go together well. Is that a production thing? Is the producer put that stuff together?
I know what you're saying.
Okay. I mean, I
parts separate, you liked them.
Mm-hmm.
All together, you did not.
It didn't mesh together good for me.
See, and for me, I was like, oh, I like that. It was a rocking song.
Yeah, okay.
But
I liked the piano. I don't want to say I loved it.
I did like the piano. The piano was cool.
Yeah.
And it was, I liked the guitar work in there.
And I heard organ in there, yeah?
Well, maybe.
This Southern rock, do they use a lot of organ back then? Was that a thing?
Synthesizer, maybe.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. I don't know the difference.
Yeah, neither do I. Okay. Sometimes I think it's something and it's not.
So it sounded like an organ, so whatever that sound was.
Was it going,
No, like bed springs?
Oh, not that organ.
No, no. Okay. Oh, no, no.
Okay.
No, no.
I don't know.
Like the kind you play in church.
Okay, I did not hear any church sounds in there.
No, it's like an organ like you would play in church.
Okay.
Okay.
I know what organ that is.
Okay. I was trying to differentiate between the two organs.
Thank you. So not a pianist.
No, the piano was at the beginning.
Yeah, and in the middle.
And in the middle, yes. I was very thankful for that.
Oh.
That was its redeeming quality for me.
That's funny. Redeeming.
Yeah. But it was good.
If you don't like it, you don't like it.
Yeah, I didn't.
You don't have to.
I was tapping my foot. Does that mean I like it?
No, it just means you're keeping beat.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't like something,
mm-hmm.
you will still be invited back.
Oh, I don't have to lie to you. Should I start over? Then should I start all my...
okay. Yeah, I liked it.
Okay, cool.
It sounded a little bit like a little bit of Southern rock.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I like... There's not a lot that I don't like.
As far as Southern rock?
No, as far as anything.
Oh.
And when I don't like it, I really don't like it.
So it's either very strongly you like it.
No, not strongly. I like it. I like the sound.
You either like it or you strongly dislike it.
Yeah, that's probably what more what I am.
Really?
Yeah, I probably either just like it or.
Well, I think I've heard you review some albums with The Blob where you were like, "That was good."
Yeah.
It wasn't great, but okay. It was good.
So, I don't like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
What is...
I think it's his voice. I don't know.
Is there something else to the story?
I don't like Pearl Jam. I don't like Metallica.
I'm curious about all of those, because what it is about them.
I don't like their voices. I don't like the way they sound when they sing.
All three of them. It's the voices.
For sure.
Okay.
I do not like their voices, any of
them. If they did their stuff and it was instrumental, do you think you'd like their stuff?
Maybe.
Hmm.
It depends on what it sounded like.
Hmm.
I mean, if it's their songs... Jeremy!
But if you're...
Maybe.
If you just heard the song...
Maybe.
And pulled his vocal track off of there, maybe. I wonder if you'd like it.
I don't know. But I don't like them. Any of them.
And I'm just wondering if you've shut that off. You know what I mean? Your brain automatically goes, no.
Well, I just hear it. It's a sound that I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So it's... I guess it sounds like fingernails on a chalkboard type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I hear.
I think you have programs where you could pull vocal tracks out.
Okay, that's way too much work to try and see.
Maybe
if I
I'll
like
try
something.
To do that. I'll try to do that sometime and play it for you and just see if
that's
you like
way
the music.
Too much work. Okay, and don't tell me who it is.
Yeah, well, you'll know who it is. I'm sure.
I'll hear it. I'm like, wow, this sounds familiar. It sounds like somebody singing.
I'm curious, though. I'm curious if you could do that, if we could pull a vocal track out.
I'm sure you can. I know you can.
And see if you enjoy the music. Just the music, not the singing.
I don't know. There's times when I hear it, maybe Metallica, and I thought, oh, that's okay. And Stevie Ray Vaughan, I hear it. He just sounds like any other guitar player.
Really?
To me.
Okay.
Well, okay. If I had a choice between... George Thorogood and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Well, you're going to go with Thorogood.
It's not even close.
Okay.
Are they both good guitarists?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I like one's guitar sound.
One of them's not a very good guitarist anymore.
Wow. Yeah.
Sorry.
Good one. That's funny.
What did he die in a helicopter accident?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
You notice how people, I'm going to jinx it here, watch, that like famous people don't die very often in aerial disasters anymore?
Hello?
What? Who died?
Last year.
Who?
Kobe.
He wasn't a music guy, though. I'm talking about music people.
Oh, you said famous people.
Oh, sorry. Music people.
I think
music.
You said famous people.
I might have. I don't know. Musical.
Yeah. Well, so you're talking like Buddy Holly, Jim Croce.
Aaliyah. I think she was the last. Was she the last one?
I don't know. Who's the one that their, one of their fans was a stalker and killed her?
That was Selena.
Oh, well, that sounds like Aria.
Aaliyah was after Selena.
Muhammad?
Aaliyah?
Muhammad Aaliyah?
I think Muhammad Aaliyah died after Aaliyah.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't know who Aaliyah is.
He was a dancer.
Aaliyah's a person? Oh, he stung like a bee?
Yep.
Nice.
No, Aaliyah was a singer.
She died in a...
She died in a plane crash, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She was kind of rap, R&B.
Well, I think a lot of it is because the flying utensils they have are a lot more regulated and safer than they were.
Hmm.
Like Lynyrd Skynyrd, they died.
They all died. Didn't they all die?
No, I think just two.
Oh, I thought like the whole band died.
No. I think two of the band members and then maybe a... Roadie or some other guy.
Well, what about Randy Rhoads? He died in a plane crash.
Yeah, he did. So did Thurman Munson.
Thurman Munson.
You don't know who that is.
No, help me.
He played catcher for the Yankees in the 70s.
But he wasn't a music. Why would you bring him up?
Because I like his name. I'm
just
going to
pick
Thurman
up Bob
Munson.
Smith. You know, he died in a plane crash, too.
So, yeah.
It was in Tenerife.
Tenerife?
Mm-hmm.
What's Tenerife?
It's an island. I think it's an island.
Oh.
They had a really bad aircraft. Accident. One aircraft was going to take off and another one was coming in to land.
On top of it?
And from what I've heard...
Who's Bob Smith?
Oh, I just made up the name. Oh. But yeah, one plane landed on top of the other one.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, my uncle was on one of the planes.
Oh,
so it wasn't
that's
that
sad.
Sweet.
Did he live?
He lived, but his wife was with him and she died.
Huh. Do you think he paid them?
I don't know.
To offer?
I don't know.
He ducked.
I think he sat next to Bob Smith.
Bob Smith? I don't know who that is.
Well, you were just naming random people who died on a plane.
I named real people. Thurman Munson.
How do you prove to me that Bob Smith was not on one
I
of those airplanes?
Prove to me he was.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Ready to hear the next song you won't like?
I am ready. Don't say I'm not going to like it. I might.
Love Me Tonight.
Okay. was an abrupt end.
Yeah, it was.
Boing. I guess she decided yes to love him tonight. He went boing.
Nice. I like that song.
I like the vocals on that.
Okay, why?
I don't know. They seem to go together. The harmonies and stuff were good.
And that was an organ in there. That song, for sure, there was an organ.
That was organ.
It was organ.
Which organ? The church organ?
Well, it could have been a Hammond organ.
I don't know what that is. Is that a brand name?
Yes.
Yeah. I've heard you guys mention that, and I never...
I know what it is, but that wasn't that. It was just a regular organ.
You can actually...
A keyboard.
You can actually hear the sound differences in organs. Like, you can guitars, I've heard.
There's different sounds.
Yeah.
I don't know guitars. Where, people, that's a Telecaster. Okay, whatever.
That's a Les Paul.
Yeah, I do know different sounds that come out of different guitars.
Right.
And,
but I wouldn't be able to ID them.
But I couldn't. I know that the Stray Cats, they play, Brian Setzer plays a hollow body.
Which is what?
It's the guitar is in the middle of it. It's empty.
Aren't all guitars empty in the middle?
No. So an electric guitar.
Oh, they're solid.
Is solid, but that
his
electric
is
guitar
an electric...
has is it's an electric guitar, but it has an empty body.
Is that what gives it kind of that tinny
yes.
sound? Right.
Yes.
So yeah, I like Brian Setzer.
Yeah, I do. I do too.
Yeah.
I love Brian Setzer.
But that song was a good one.
I liked it a lot. But I was listening, and I realized. I know I don't like those other guys, those ones I was naming.
Oh,
because I think they all sing like they're constipated.
Oh,
that's what
you don't like, the forced
yes.
grunting that goes along with their singing.
And,
okay,
and I was listening to this because I don't think that guy has the greatest voice.
You know who he reminds me of in a weird way? He's got the high pitched. I don't know if that's right.
Yeah, I call it high pitched.
Kind of an Axl Rose feel. Okay. Not, he doesn't have the squealing and the
little bit.
You know.
I was thinking, I like Foreigner. They have the higher pitch singer. I was thinking, I like that sound. I like singers that don't necessarily sing the best. Well, I can't say all of them because there's some that, like Bob Dylan, cannot stand.
He's real nasally.
He is too nasally. And with, what's his name? Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Neil Young. He's way nasally.
I got to listen to him again.
I'm not a Neil Young
I remember
Young
he
fan.
Was folky, kind of folky.
Yeah, he is folky and nasally.
And I didn't like the folky part.
I don't like it. But then there's some other nasally guys I like John Fogerty.
Is he nasally?
Okay.
I'm trying to think of, I know the name.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Okay. Oh, all I can think of is like Tina Turner.
Yeah, she sings it too. Her version is awesome.
How about Janis Joplin? Did you like her voice?
Not really.
Okay.
But I'm not a big, I don't know much about her.
Okay.
I'm only what I've ever heard on the radio.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, the Cadillac song.
Well, I know her voice is really different.
Yeah,
her totally different.
I could see me not liking her.
Okay.
I'm not a big Led Zeppelin fan. I've said that, but I like them. I'm learning to. There's songs that I like.
Okay.
Then there's other ones that I'm like, this is just him saying, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, yeah, 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 baby, oh, baby. Okay, dude, sing some words.
Okay.
Oh, baby.
Well, maybe they left all the lyrics in the last song.
My buddy had we went and got a magazine, and it had lyrics from a whole bunch of songs, and I think it might have had music for them, but literally it was...
Oh baby, oh
it
baby.
It was half the lyrics were ooh baby, yeah baby.
Wow.
And I'm like, this is stupid. I would just read the lyrics. I was reading the magazine like it wasn't probably meant to be read like a magazine, but I was just reading it like page. And I think that part of my aversion to them is that.
Was okay.
But there's songs that I like a lot.
And you're into fantasy, which is weird because I know a lot of their stuff was all fantasy and the.
I think, especially since I've done this show, mm-hmm. that I'm liking them more than I liked them in the past.
Oh, really?
Not that we've played. I mean, we've only played one show of Led Zeppelin, but
have you started listening to them outside the show?
No.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
But I have Houses of the Holy.
Okay.
Oh, I should put that one on.
Okay.
All I've been listening to, even when you came over, I had on, all I've been listening to is The Babies.
You can't stop listening to
it. Yeah.
Well, they get you going.
I just love it. It's a great song. Great sound.
It was an anthology, right, that you played?
Yeah.
I bought it because of the show.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Both sides. And I never played the second side.
Good.
The second side's good, too.
Yes, I agree. I have it on my playlist on my phone, even, I think.
Well, I played the first side probably 6 or 7 times. And then I finally turned it over, and I'm listening. And my wife came in. She goes, "Oh, I like this song. Oh, I like that one too." I go, "Yeah, I forgot. I told you the whole thing's good. I loved it. Loved it. I mean, it's one of those things. I can't take it to the island."
It was funny in this song, the one you just played. I kept thinking, I was trying to listen to the lyrics and trying to figure out and like put a picture with it, and it just seems like he was like giving a woman a line. I want you to come love me tonight. Hmm. I kept trying to picture what was going on here, and it wasn't a love song at all. He's like, "Hey, come home with me. I don't care who you're seeing or what you're doing or whatever. Just, you know."
Yeah, could be.
Let's hook up.
Yeah, that's a good song. That's I like that. That's a strong song.
That's a strong song. Okay.
Anytime you just want to hook up, I'm all.
Play that song.
Well, wait a minute.
You'll play that song.
Where are we? Whew.
Oh, what?
It's hot. Ooh, it's hot in here.
Is it? Yeah. That's nice and comfortable, actually.
Turn on the fan. Ooh. All right, you ready to hear the next song?
Yay.
Wow.
I'm so excited.
City of Gold.
Okay.
Ooh.
ending.
Yeah, they like that abrupt ending.
That was a strange one. That was, it wasn't bad. It was
the guitars were awesome in that.
Yeah,
and the
they even play piano in the middle.
Well, and the drums too. I thought were really good.
Okay,
when they slowed down, I don't know what they were trying to. It seemed like disjointed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the City of Gold is.
Okay, so that was my question. It's like, okay, maybe it was like a treasure thing, and I want you to go look with me. Let's go look. And then you talked about it being in the sky, and I was invisible. Like, is that heaven?
That's
and like,
what I thought, too.
And I was like, so you want to go to... Why are you trying to get me to go to heaven with you now? I'm nervous.
I know.
It's like, do you have a gun? Do I need to be afraid?
I don't understand. I
That's where I went.
I agree. Well, I didn't think I didn't go all the way to shooting someone.
Well, I mean, taking somebody out. I'm going to take you with me.
I didn't go that far. Okay. I didn't take it to the logical conclusion, which you did.
Oh, okay.
But when he said it's up in the sky, mm-hmm. it's invisible to the eye.
And then the first thing I thought when he said it was invisible to the eye, I was like, oh, then you're never going to find it, dude.
I was just trying to figure out, oh, maybe it is heaven. But then he goes, mm-hmm. I heard there's a city of gold. Let's go look for it. You want to look for it with me?
It's like, no, if you're going to heaven, I'm going to stay right here. I'm good.
Like, how do you look for it?
Mm-mm.
I mean, unless he was saying, come to church.
Oh.
But I didn't get that.
No, I didn't get.
So, and City of Gold, I don't know.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Awkward.
Yeah. And that, and then the ending, maybe that's what it was. Maybe they went off the cliff.
Yeah. Done. I like.
He should have had an explosion at the end.
Cool. Well, back in the 75, they really didn't have that
sound
production
effects?
Value.
Sure, they did.
I don't know.
What Flintstones? What year were they? They were 70s, right?
No, they were 60s.
They had sound effects. They could have put an explosion.
They were a movie.
All they got to do is add the track.
That Barney Rubble. What an actor. Have you ever seen that
movie?
I like
Betty.
Betty's a hottie.
I love Betty.
Have you ever seen that movie?
The Flintstones?
No,
the movie?
No.
Oh.
The guy says, that Barney Rubble, what an actor.
Mm.
Night Shift. Henry Winkler,
Michael
right? Keaton.
I don't remember that movie, but I own it.
So that was a movie that my friend that I went to record stores with all the time.
They have a coroner's office and they're going to have a party in the coroner's office or
yes,
something?
Yes, but no.
Okay.
No, they're having a... They have a coroner's office.
Yes.
They're going to run a prostitution ring out
That's
of it.
That's what it was. Yeah. Okay. Like Risky Business-ish.
Kind of, yeah. Before okay. Risky Business.
Okay. God, it's love that movie.
A Risky Business, another mm-hmm. good one. Yeah, classic.
I love the 928 in that. The Porsche.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Like,
I don't remember a time. How do you remember that time?
And the Cadillac that the pimp drives.
Yeah, that movie when I played Bob Seger.
Mm-hmm.
With the da-na-na-na-na-na-na. It's that
sliding
iconic,
across the...
iconic scene.
Oh, yeah. They have commercials that do that now.
I'd do it. I would do it.
I was going to say, you have carpet in here.
No, not in here. Okay. But like, if I was in a place,
yeah?
I would just come running and just have my
with
shoes
with no
off.
Pants on?
No, not usually.
Okay.
No, because I go commando a lot.
Do you?
When I wear jeans all the time.
I'm glad you're... Thank you.
I'm not wearing jeans.
I'm glad you have pants on.
You know, one of my sisters, we went to San Francisco to go to a play.
I love San Francisco.
And we were walking, and my sister's like,
"Oh no,
is that a hole in your jeans?"
Oh no.
Oh yeah, I think so. Are you wearing underwear? No.
Oh.
So she made a hole. It was a little hole, like the size of maybe this. It was
okay.
Like a little speck of. I don't know how she saw it. She
did you ask her why she was staring
checking
at
out
your,
my ass?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh, it was in the backside, not the front side.
It was in the back. Yeah.
Like, oh.
It was in the back.
Well, that's not as bad.
Pocket.
Oh, but that's nothing then.
I mean, I could have just been wearing flesh colored underwear. But we ended up going to the Levi's store and I bought a pair of jeans there.
Was that uncomfortable going commando in Levi's? Or is that
no,
not,
that's what I was wearing already.
Oh. It seems like it'd be scratchy.
I thought so too, but
it was okay.
No, I've done it since college, so
okay.
No, I've had no issues.
But now people wear those skinny jeans, and I bet that's got to be kind of uncomfortable to wear commando though.
My sister gave me a pair.
My
daughter gave me a pair of skinny jeans.
Even commando,
for
they're
Christmas.
Comfortable.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't wear them at first. I couldn't get button. Button? Oh, like I said, I had three buttons unbuttoned because I couldn't.
Oh.
But I lost the weight. So okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was a while ago.
Very jealous.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
But No, it doesn't bother me at all. Hmm. And the guy I played soccer with in college, we got done with practice and he put on his, I mean, you don't wear underwear? Nope, not with jeans. Hmm. Oh, let me try that. So I tried it and I probably haven't worn them. I haven't worn underwear with jeans for 30 years.
Yeah, it's just, it's more comfortable.
Yeah, it is comfortable. It's comfortable for me. Hmm. I don't know. I didn't even know it was commando till Joey said it.
Oh.
Till Joey said I'm going
commando. I never got the whole commando thing. Maybe it's just a guy. Is it a guy thing? Maybe. I don't know. Someone needs to comment and give me some feedback on that because.
If I wear, because I like boxers.
Okay.
If I wear boxers, everything seems to bunch up. And
because it's loose already,
I'm always adjusting, and I have to pull. So when I pull up my jeans,
it holds everything tight.
No, it pulls up the boxers. So then I'm like always fighting to get them back down, and so I don't have to fight that at all.
Well, how about different kind of underwear?
I don't know. I like boxers.
Have you tried any other underwear?
I wear boxer briefs,
right?
I like those.
But do they bunch up too?
It's been so long since I've been going commando that you're I don't just even worry about it. Yeah. There it is. So if I wear any other pants, mm-hmm. jeans. If I'm wearing jeans, I'm not wearing underwear.
But if you have slacks on,
I'm wearing underwear.
Okay.
If I'm wearing jeans, okay. That's the only thing I would go commando in.
Okay. All right.
Although I did my work clothes, I had to one time, I think, because I had an accident. I don't know.
You had to go. You were going to play soccer or something, and you had to squat behind a building.
I might not have had any clean underwear. I can't remember what it was. Oh. I think once I did. I'm like, yeah, I don't like this.
My kids do the laundry sometimes at the house, and I'll take out my work clothes and set them next to the shower, and I'll get out of the shower, and I'll go to put them on, and I'll smell them. Oh. And it's like, oh, my kids did that load. And I'll go grab some more, and it's like, no, yeah. Now all the dirty clothes have been sitting with the clean clothes. It's like I'll take everything down around it and go wash it again. Oh, yeah. So I can't wear dirty clothes. Ew.
Okay.
Yeah.
You say you can't wear dirty clothes. So if you wear a pair of jeans, mm-hmm. once you wear them, you can't wear them again?
No, I can.
Okay.
I can.
Because I will wear them.
As long as they don't smell dirty.
Oh, okay.
So I'll smell them. PJs sometimes. Yes. Like I'll, I wear sweats.
PJs?
PJs. Oh. I wear PJs. Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Give PJs, wear PJs.
Yeah. Oh, that's a, that, you is that know good? What?
That's kind of
I'm
going to
live by that.
Okay, there you go. You'll be good at it.
Give PJs, I can see you being good PJs. At that.
Well, I like done. That. Play Thank to you. Your strengths, John. Good for you.
So, anyway.
But yeah, always smell your clothes before you put them
yeah,
on.
Yeah, so I'll wear jeans multiple times because I'll wear them like once every 3 weeks.
Right.
And I don't even, it's not even that. It's I'll wear them once and I won't wear them again for another month or 2 months.
I might go a week maybe.
No, I have multiple pairs of jeans. Right. So I'll put one pair on and I don't wear jeans very, if I go out, I'll mm-hmm. wear, so say tonight, the Panda's playing. So say I went to go see the Panda play. Mm-hmm. I put on a pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. I want to wear jeans again for probably another 5 weeks.
And you'd wear that same pair?
No, I'd wear a different pair.
Oh, and you wouldn't wash those? Where do you put your, do you just hang them back up back in your drawer if you use them? Okay.
So the guy in Dazed and Confused, mm-hmm. he's talked about this.
Okay.
Do you know which guy I'm talking about?
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. Uh-huh. He says he'll wear them multiple times.
Mine sit on the side of the tub. And I'll wear them like 3 times, and then I worry they start to smell. Oh, or if I've worked on the car or something, they've got grease on them. I'll pull them off. But
well, yeah, that's some.
If I don't wear them for a couple of a week, if I don't wear it again, it goes in the dirty clothes automatically.
You call it the dirty clothes? That's what we call it. Dirty clothes.
Dirty clothes.
The dirty clothes.
The dirty. Yeah, it's the dirty clothes pile. We have laundry baskets. There's 3 of them or 4 of them actually. Lights, darks. My work shirts and towels.
Hey, have you ever, I was doing laundry mm-hmm. and I went to Germany and I got some soccer uniform type things, some tops. And one was white with a red, a quarter red and white. Well, I thought it was a color. So I washed it in the colors for the first time. And so, I guess I put it in whites.
Because you thought part of it was white?
Yes. And then I...
Everything's pink. Is that where the socks came from?
I had some pink... No. Oh, okay. I had some pink pants. So, yeah.
Pink pants?
Well, they were white painter pants, probably.
Okay.
They were pink after that. Yeah, I had a lot of stuff that was pink.
For a while, like, that was in, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, pink pants? I don't know if it was in. I wore it. I didn't care.
It's like a Miami Vice type of thing.
I did like
thing.
Wearing pink shirts.
Okay.
I did like wearing pink shirts because not a lot, a lot of guys wanted to do it. And it wasn't Miami Vice pink. It wasn't pastel pink.
It wasn't a baby pink.
Yeah, it was just cool pink.
Okay.
I make everything cool. I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. I think you do too.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, wait. Well, you said I didn't have to lie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I forgot.
Okay, fly by night, lady.
Okay.
Not as abrupt on that one.
No. And she was flying by night.
Lady. That was all right.
I thought it was going to start jamming a little bit better when that guitar kicked in, and then it was like repetitive and it was done.
A little disappointing.
Yeah. And is that a synthesizer that they're using? Is that what that
probably,
is?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know for a fact. But probably, okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was all right.
Yeah, that's cool.
And I couldn't figure out what he was talking about.
Fly by night, lady.
That was it, right? That's all I got.
Yeah, I think in the '70s they just sang and they put words together. Oh, this rhymes.
Well, they were going for that poppy, grabby.
Maybe. I don't know what they were going for. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, the City of Gold. What were they going for?
Heaven.
It wasn't poppy, grabby.
No, it wasn't. That was pretty. I scary.
Yes, kind of heaven is she, but. Not quietly. Because, as you said, let's go look for it together.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay here.
And
send me a postcard.
Yeah. I think one of the singers in that group was Ted Bundy.
Oh, God, yeah. I love Ted Bundy. Sorry.
Not Al Bundy.
No, I said Ted Bundy.
I know what you said.
I liked Al Bundy's car. But I liked Ted Bundy. I thought Ted Bundy, he was really brilliant. I mean, I know he got caught and everything, but he was really brilliant. He was a very smart man. It was nice knowing you all.
Ed Kemper.
Ed Kemper. Oh, I know that name too. I'm drawing a blank. Remind me what his claim to fame was.
He, I think, chopped his mom's head off and stuck his man part in her.
He was a real heavy set guy that wore glasses,
big, tall,
right?
Tall dude.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So this is creepy because I saw an interview with him not too long ago. And the first thing I thought of is, oh my God, that looks just like my son. And the way he talks.
I think he's 6'8".
Yeah. Well, my son's like 6'6".
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. You know who I think your husband looks like? Penn Jillette.
Yeah. Yeah. He does.
I saw him. I'm like, huh.
Yeah, he does.
Can you do a magic trick for me, sir? I didn't say that. I didn't even think that. I just thought it now.
He looks dead on, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So he's pretty tall, too.
Mm-hmm. He was 6. He used to be about 6'5".
Now he's, what, 6'1"?
He's about 6'3" now. He had surgery on his back.
And they took out a couple discs?
Oh, they fused them together. Ooh. He's got 4 fused discs now. Oh. He had 3 done at one time, and then just a couple months back, he had another one fused. Oh. Yay.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well. Yeah. That's what happens, I guess.
Poo happens.
You try to get shorter.
At least he's not in the city of gold.
Are you going to go home and ask him if he wants to go to the city of gold?
I want to play that song for him. Do you want to go?
Honey, let's go.
You want to go with me? I could drop you off. And I
don't want to
go home.
Oh, wow. So we did this podcast.
You know, they might not let me up there.
We saw the city of gold, and we heard the song City of Gold, and she went home and tried to take her husband to the city of gold. The other guy, the King Cow guy, did not know any of this. I'm telling you, I know nothing.
But when she didn't show up to work the next day.
You knew there was something amiss. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. All right, well, do you have anything else?
I have nothing else.
Say goodnight, Blob.
Goodnight, Blob.
Bye.
Later.